This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A day after pausing his controversial judicial overhaul, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday the country will overcome its differences. Israel's political factions opposed to embattled Netanyahu are setting up negotiating teams after he called for dialogue and paused his judicial overhaul plan that set off unprecedented mass street protests and a spiraling domestic crisis. But compromise appears elusive as the standoff remained the same Tuesday, a dispute over the fundamental issue of what kind of country Israel should be. Speaking in Jerusalem Tuesday, Netanyahu said Israel will overcome the situation and compared the debate to a family quarrel at a Passover Seder dinner, saying you can fight a little, not too much. You will reach agreements. This is our goal, to reach agreements both within and within you and within us. Following a meeting in Ukraine Monday, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency chief warned Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that the perilous situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Europe's largest such facility, isn't getting any better. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
In a meeting with Zelensky in southern Ukraine, covered exclusively by the Associated Press, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant remains tense because of the heavy military presence around it and a blackout that recently struck the facility. The plant's six reactors are in shutdown and it's receiving the electricity it needs to prevent a reactor meltdown through just one remaining power line. Earlier this month, fighting interrupted the power supply to the plant for half a day, forcing staff to activate backup generators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Speaking in Ghana's capital, Accra, Tuesday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged a new era of partnership between the U.S. and Africa, touting women's empowerment, developing the digital economy, and supporting democracy to 8,000 young Ghanaians who gathered under the midday sun to hear her speak. Harris, the first black female U.S. president, took the stage under the arch of the Black Star Gate, a sweeping seaside monument to Ghana's 1957 independence from British colonial rule. She told the crowd the U.S. is committed to building partnerships to unleash growth and opportunity in Africa.
To create inclusive economic growth, and to advance innovation, we must continue to support and invest in good governance and democracy.
The speech came on the Vice President's second full day in Ghana, part of a week-long trip that will include visits to Tanzania and Zambia. The New York grand jury hearing the hush money case against former U.S. President Donald Trump is not expected to meet Tuesday as the case continues with still no word on if or when any indictments might come. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
It's another day of tight security here at the courthouse and in front of the DA's office. Yesterday, the grand jury heard from David Pecker, former National Enquirer publisher and Donald Trump friend. The ex-president is being investigated by the Manhattan DA over payments during his 2016 campaign to two women who allege affairs or sexual encounters with him, something Trump denies. Pecker's company paid one woman for her story, but never ran it. Last night on Sean Hannity's show, Trump called the investigation election interference. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
At least 39 migrants have died in a fire at an immigration detention center in northern Mexico near the U.S. border, according to a regional newspaper report. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma once again reports.
Images from the scene show ambulances, firefighters, and vans from the morgue around the facility. The injured have been taken to four hospitals, according to the Diario de Juarez newspaper. Sources told the paper the fire happened late Monday at a facility in the city across from El Paso in Texas. Media's reporting Mexico's Attorney General's office has launched an inquiry and has investigators at the scene. Suárez Juárez is a major crossing point for migrants. It's shelters full of migrants waiting for opportunities to cross or who've requested asylum in the U.S. and are waiting out of the process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Portuguese police have shot a man suspected of stabbing two women to death at an Ismaili Muslim center in Lisbon. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.